All right. So just for today, in terms of an agenda, what I wanted to briefly do is just kind of put this in a business context and how we have been working with our customers and pitching around what a lot of people are talking about, which is business process and adaptable processes and service-oriented architecture. And what is the underlying imperative and why is it there? Then I'm going to touch on kind of the new process and application frontiers and how the evolution of the marketplace is leading us to really drive information-driven applications through adaptable business processes. And then in the context of the applications themselves, talk a little bit about the adaptable business process, which is one of the core three differentiators that we're looking to put in place with our next-generation applications. Importantly is to start to try to put some shape and definition around what we mean by service-oriented applications and what is a service-oriented lifecycle. And then briefly touch upon what kinds of applications will be enabled or be able to be built as a result of uptaking, you know, Oracle's technology stack, as well as putting the necessary extensions to support the application context. And then, you know, as time permitting, I can go through and answer any particular questions around Project Fusion, where we stand, and what we hope and expect to deliver as a result of this. So that's going to be the agenda. Feel free to stop me and ask me any questions as we go through this. And, you know, hopefully we'll make it through in a short amount of time. This first slide just comes from a book called The Business Process Management, The Third Wave by Howard Smith and Peter Feingar. I often start out with this because a lot of, you know, a lot of our customers are really always thinking and asking me about, well, you know, adaptable business processes or business process management, and what are your plans around this area? And as we've talked with customers, we went out and we met with the Fusion Strategic Councils. We talked to numerous customers across all of our product suites to kind of get a feel for what was really driving the need for business process management in the organizations. And I think this slide really says it. I mean, what it really comes down to is the actual process, given an industry or a specific organization, is the way that you manage your business. And many would actually argue that it is actually how you differentiate your business. In other words, within the context of, say, high-tech manufacturing, your fulfillment process may be a key differentiator in terms of your cost structure and the way you go to market. Unfortunately, as with most types of applications, really what we found is that you know, no single application, when it's built out of the box, can meet the specific needs of a customer in terms of their managing their end-to-end business process. And what I mean by that is they have different steps or routines or actions, different parameters or triggers at which escalations are driven. And this leads our customers from an application perspective really to you know, modify, extend, and customize our applications. And we did some survey work with our customers, and the average amount of configuration or extensions that are made to an application range somewhere between 30% and 60% of the base application that's delivered. It's on the lower side, obviously, for an application like financials or something that's a little bit more like, you know, let's get the GL accounts up and going and let's get that going, as opposed to, say, supply chain management. What this slide here does is it really tries to lay out just that when we're talking about this new process frontier, we're really talking much more of an evolution than a revolution. And along one axis on the left-hand side, I've got the adaptive process or the need for adaptive process really being driven by organizations need to change on a dime. You know, they're fitting their context of increasing acquisitions and consolidation in the marketplace. And that coupled against the right-hand side of driving business growth. I mean, I think, you know, we've gotten out of the mode of retrenchment and operational focus, and really, you know, our customers are looking for how do I drive growth within my business but maintain some adaptability so I don't generate a necessary IT backlog or something that I have to throw resources at in order to enable my business. And if you really just think about this evolution, you know, if you go back a few years, you really think about core enterprise applications, and the promise that they were delivered on was, you know, a standardized set of processes that automated a set of transactional tasks. And really what they were delivering were implicit best practices because the technology and the mechanisms weren't necessarily available to expose the business process as a task-oriented set of activities across its life cycle. They were also very modular and specific to a particular function and had a high focus on human task orientation. So, you know, we have this error handling and exception handling, notifications, basic workflows that drive people to take action either inside or outside the system to basically allow you to complete an action or a task. You know, the downside of this was most of these were built in an age that lacked standards, and as a result of that, even if there was the uptake of a specific coding standard, what ended up happening was a very proprietary code set that didn't necessarily lend itself to extensibility and interoperability. And in the context of Oracle applications, you know, the use of PL SQL throughout our applications really has led to what are very fine-grained API calls that are done behind the scenes to generate the activities within our applications. And in that context, those aren't necessarily right-sized for web service or service enablement. Organizations began to develop and purchase these ERP-based applications, they took on a best-of-breed philosophy of buying point solutions augmented by build-their-own applications. And what they ended up having was processes that were dependent upon one another across application sets. And so really that led to the, you know, rise of the integration platforms in the early 90s that were really trying to focus on cross-system automation, the passing of information and data either in real time or in extract, transform, and load. But the downside of this was, again, the lack of standards really made it so that you were doing hard-coded point-to-point integration, and you really didn't have any end-to-end visibility or monitoring capability. And an important piece here, I think, that we often overlook in why these solutions didn't necessarily fulfill their promise is there was no standardized methodology, no structure like an SCA or an SDO type of a standard to support. What we're looking at today in that context is really bringing together a unified process platform, if you will. And when we talk about that, I think there are a couple of things that customers have really fed back to us. The first is when they think about a business process, they don't think about it simply in terms of system interactions. They think about it as a life cycle that integrates both human and system orchestration. So it's very important to us that the technology, in this case the Beeple Process Manager, have the capability to support both human and system-based orchestration processes. A second important thing is that our processes from an application perspective need to be more explicitly defined. And we have been working on a methodology to support that that basically takes us down to an activity or business flow level as a series of activities that we want to be able to expose through our modeling and simulation capabilities that we're working on, as well as within the context of our development environment so that we can really define explicitly our processes and the points at where they can be modified and adapted. As we think about this, you know, the promise of reuse and interoperability is largely driven by the perspective of having our applications be loosely coupled in standardized services base. And what I mean by that is the support for standards for common service definition. And here we're talking about web services, the web service standard bodies in conjunction with standardized XML naming conventions, and getting more deeply down to the business object layer, which I'll talk about in a bit. And at the end of the day, of course, what customers really want is the ability to have insight into the process so that they can modify and take action against those. So that's really kind of the core when we talk about the process frontier where we're headed. From an application perspective, you know, Oracle has had a history of being the information company. And really when we talk about this, these applications, we're not losing the bent of having information-driven applications. We still believe that, you know, you need to be able to garner insight from a particular task, activity, or a process, and then take that insight and apply action to it. When we think about this from an application perspective, there are two very key areas that we've been looking at around here is business insight through BI tooling and capabilities we're building there, and that wrapped with adaptive process. And, you know, in this case, what we're really looking to accomplish is being able to drive visibility into the analysis of your mission-critical business activities, and then support that with a robust process capability that allows you to design and implement those critical processes. And really what we're looking for is, standardized visibility, faster response to change that helps drive operational efficiency. And that's how we see these blending together. Of course, the core foundation for what we're looking to do in Project Fusion is the Oracle Fusion architecture. This is not representative. There's a lot of work being done on kind of culling out the Oracle Fusion architecture for a series of events that are going to be starting on the 18th of this month. I think the key thing I want to mention here is not so much the left-hand side where you see that you have a portal and business intelligence and process orchestration and a common service bus and registry supported by grid computing for scalability and availability, but really much more focused on what we're trying to do is really take a model-driven approach to building and defining our applications using our ADF tooling environment in conjunction with tools like the BIPL Process Manager. Another key element is redefining the core object shape and its capability and putting a standardized interface on top of that so we can service an event enable our applications to help drive interoperability. Of course, leveraging a J2E standards-based stack and, as I mentioned, supporting numerous number of standards, which we can talk about, and making sure that that all fits within the context of access and management of information, because information really is what drives top-level decision-making as well as individual task decision-making, and then putting that all on a grid-ready stack. So when we think about the Oracle Fusion architecture for applications, these are the basic building blocks, if you will, of what we're looking to leverage as we move forward. Why are we doing this? I think really it's, to take a look at this in this context is building more adaptive applications that are process-oriented, that have supported by a robust life cycle. And to this end, when we talk about this, we're really talking about, and you may have heard of the MDS or the Master Data Store, and really moving much more towards a metadata-driven approach towards lifecycle management, where we're really abstracting out the code layer and building a metadata layer on top of that so that it can support not only upgrades and impact analysis, but from the perspective of configuration and change management, we believe that metadata is critical to that area. And what we like to show here is that as we've thought about where we're headed, we've really been doing so with the idea of really of a life cycle, right? From a design through a deploy and management sense, when we've defined our requirements and our extensions to support the applications, you know, with the server technology groups, it's really been done in the context of this type of a life cycle. So I thought I'd take a quick step back. From an application perspective, what we're trying to do is make sure that we have a single view of how we define and implement our Fusion applications, right? And that what's important for us is that means we have to make choices. It can't necessarily be that we can support 14 different ways to build an application because that wouldn't be necessarily productive for us, nor would it be productive for our customers. And although our platform has the capability to support many different object types and it can support many ways of implementing, from an application perspective, we have to choose a single way to implement and define. And so when we talk about a service, from our perspective, we keep it very simple. We're talking about a single unit of discrete business functionality that is associated with an activity that leads to the completion of a task. And if you think about that in the context of, say, order, quote, management, you know, we're talking about a unit of service being the ability to create a quote, as an example. So a method or an operation that's associated with a physical schema that's been abstracted out, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we move forward. A service-oriented architecture, real basics, it's the basic platform that allows us to define the core services, to allow those services to be discovered both at design time and design time at runtime, and then allow them to be consumed, right? And it allows us to then leverage the Fusion middleware tool set to really orchestrate our business processes both within our applications and across systems. So that's a fundamental area that we've been spending a lot of time on. And then a service-oriented application, unlike a service-oriented architecture, in its purest sense, is really a set of loosely coupled app functions or services that fully leverages the power of the architecture. And just so you know, this is going to be an evolving paradigm for the application teams. You know, the build-out of service-oriented applications off of the e-business suite application stack is going to evolve over time. It's not something that we are going to rewrite or rework all of our code and our core objects, but for the mission-critical business processes that our strategy teams are working on, we will refactor what's necessary to be able to create more loosely coupled, adaptable apps that can basically be called through a service invocation framework that leverages ESB and some of the other components of the Fusion middleware stack. So this is gives you a sense of those three things. So when we talk about this service-oriented applications, there are kind of some key requirements in that we've been communicating. One is encapsulating the business logic for a single activity, and that has to do with the core objects or logical representation and then how we actually expose that as a service to support a single activity. And we'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute. We want to expose through a standardized interface. Just so you know, we will be uptaking the SDO standard that was mentioned. We had been working on a concept called Service Beam for applications that was very close to SDO 1.0, but not quite there. So we're actually refactoring our existing implementation to meet that standard as part of our what we call a 12.1 service patch or a family pack that we'll be putting out on the Business Suite side. And that will form the basis for us moving forward. We'll also uptake the SCA programming model as well as part of what we're doing in this context. You know, when we talk about the centralized service interface repository for building and running services, people oftentimes get confused between a registry and a repository. If you can think of it as a registry, basically, is a directory or a yellow pages listing of your available services and where they sit. A repository, in contrast, provides much more of a 360-degree view of the actual service artifact itself, its capabilities, its schema, its XML representation, the way that it's going to be implemented, the types of operations that it supports, its dependencies across those. So when we talk about a repository, which we will in a minute, it is different than just a UDDI-based registry. And then finally, these have to be leveraged tools and be implemented in a way so that they can be executed as a set of loosely coupled and bounded tasks. And importantly here is it's not just leveraging the fact that I can do common service invocations across a particular set of activities that lead to a business transaction. It's really that you can monitor those and manage them and modify and extend those. And that's where the power of the platform and the technology that we have really shines and comes into being, and it's what we have to take advantage of to deliver value to our customers.
Hi, excuse me. Can you tell me what slide you're on?
I am on slide number 11.
Ooh, great. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's a good breakpoint. Are there any other questions?
Actually, yeah, I'd like to fire one off.
Go ahead.
So I understand that you guys want to do process flow management.
Yes.
I know you've got a whole bunch of different tools that are right now playing in that space. Some in the J developer side, there's Beeple, there's all there's workflow, there's all sorts of stuff that
right.
describes process within the Oracle framework.
That's right.
technically, you know, how are you going to pull this off? I mean, do you really have all the pieces now? Or, I mean, are you talking about a new initiative, or is this just a recasting of what you have? Do you think you already have the pieces in place to do this?
And it's just there are a couple of things I can't answer that. From a process standpoint, I think that we do feel like we have, let's look at it in two views, the developer view of the world. From a developer view of the world, we think with the work that's being done to more seamlessly integrate ADF with Beeple and Beeple with ADF, we think that that will provide the robust foundation really for a developer to go out and build and create the bindings required, to deliver service-oriented business applications. Just for your information, it's our intention to retire and eliminate Oracle workflow, and that will be replaced with Bipple workflow. So we won't be moving forward supporting Oracle workflow. We will migrate over to Bipple-based workflow processes, and that will be inclusive of all of our notifications, all of our basic processes. There are five different design patterns that generally are exploited on the workflow side, and those have all been basically replicated and are supportable within Bipple. So now it's a migration and a conversion process for our application teams to take advantage of that. The one piece where it doesn't become as clear is with the business user, the business analyst side of the house. Bipple and ADF, for many of their positive attributes, business user usability is not one of them. And so there is a specific initiative on the business process modeling and simulation side where we expect to make a firmer decision in terms of an OEM partnership by the end of this month or early February at the latest.
Okay, so you're looking at some candidates now and expect to pick one.
That is correct. We've already looked at them. We've finished the technical evaluation, and we're in business negotiations now.
Okay.
So I can't say much more about it than that, but I would say you should stand by. And then we expect to interface those two together for a variety of reasons, really, to support both implementation, post-simulation and analysis, as well as robust modeling and tying that into the metadata structures that we create from an application perspective. That make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So if there's no other questions, I'll keep going. So a service-oriented lifecycle, all I want to do here is just walk you through kind of some of the changes that are upcoming, where we stand today versus where we're going, and then give you an example of how we tie these things together. But again, we look at it and think about it throughout. It's a lifecycle from development, deployment, monitoring and managing, and then getting at the information you need to modify and change and adapt the process. So I'm going to keep going. I mean, I think this just tells you the facts of the tools. Today we're really usually talking about Oracle J Developer for a standardized based development platform, right? And we're really moving towards one development and deployment solution that really combines the user interaction layer, the portal or the ADF framework, if you will, the process capabilities that are associated not only with the page building views of an ADFC and the controller mechanisms, but also the Bipple process and human workflow orchestration I mentioned. And then finally, obviously, all of this built on and supported in a code base that's Java specific and an implementation that's tied to that. It's the one area that we continue to work on and develop, and this is where we're really going to be driving and have driven requirements around metadata management, and that is the creation and the structures of metadata that we want to be able to generate automatically so that it supports our focus on lifecycle management and the lowest cost of ownership from an application perspective. So it's a critical piece there. What this does here, and I don't know how many of you are familiar on the line with the various applications that we have, but what I, just to give you a sense, when you think about development of an application, and doing more of a service-oriented based application, it really starts really at the core object definition. And what this really does is it lays out the process from ours, basically going from a physical table, the definition of a table, right? Its base structure, its metadata, the views, how we sequence and index information. And then we'll be implementing the BC4J implementation, the business component for Java will be the base structure that we use. So we will not be using EJB 3.0 as our base. And then what we'll do is we'll leverage our AOL framework, our Application Object Library is what it means, on top of the BC4J and on top of ADF. But in any case, the core underlying entity object is a physically mapped to the table definition itself. And what we expect to do here is that the entity layer is to have all of our core entities, such as party and employee and all these different other types of entities and all of their relationships defined. And then on top of that, we deliver the view or the business object 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 or the business opt 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 or the the business ops, or 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 the
toward the business, 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 toward the
business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business ops, or the business business ops, or the 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 business business ops, or the 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 business business ops, or the 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 business
toward the business,
ops, or the business 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 ops,
toward the business, 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 toward the
or the business ops, 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 or the